الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكروا الله تعالى فيها أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from the inception of this human being in this world, from the day he is born, each and every human being is engaged in a conflict. However, this conflict is such that it is already predetermined that whether it may be a ruler, a tyrant, whether it may be a conqueror, whoever it may be, whatever the financial means or technological advancement at his disposal, whichever era or period he may reside in, this is one conflict which it is already predetermined that no human being will be victorious. Many may be wondering that what conflict am I referring to? Because unfortunately, majority of us are not even aware of this. We are not even conscious of it. The conflict I am referring to is the conflict against time. This tick, 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 tick of the clock. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in the Quran, wherein Allah says, وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ From the time you are born, Quran addresses you and says for you, there is a promised time. There is a promised time of what? Of your departure from this world. And when that time comes, لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ There will be no extension given to anyone. This is one conflict which no human being will be victorious in. الموت معقود بنواصيكم والدنيا تطوى من ورائكم حسن بصري رحمه الله beautifully describes this. He says that mort and death has caught you at your forelock. It is in front of you. And one very big mistake people make about the movement of time is they think they are going forward. But actually this movement of time, if one has to analyze it, it is a movement in reverse. You press the accelerator in your car, the car goes front. Time is not going front. Time is going backwards. Each day that passes is not an extension, is not an addition. It is something that is being minused away. So he says, وَالدُّنْيَا تُطْوَى مِي وَرَائِكُمْ This world, your life is being wrapped up behind you. Whoever it may be, if it was possible for any human being to be granted perpetuity in this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have caused his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to drink from the cup of death. Like the poet puts it, لو كانت الدنيا تدوم لأهلها لكان رسول الله فيها مخلد sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if this world was going to grant perpetuity to anyone, then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have drunk from the cup of death. But Allah addressed His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly in the Quran. So that no ambiguity, no confusion remains. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ You, my beloved, إِنَّكَ Direct address. Verily, you will die. وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ And every one of them will die. How many places in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam and oath on time? Wal-fajr, by the oath of the daybreak. Wal-layli idha yasr, by the oath of the night as it passes. Wal-layli idha yaghsha, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. Wal-nahari idha tajalla, by the oath of the day as it lights up. Allah takes qasam, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ By the oath of the daybreak, as it takes a breath. Allah takes qasam on time. Allah takes qasam on time itself, وَالْعَصْرِ By the oath of time. Allah takes qasam on those portents of Allah's creation, by which time comes into existence, and by which time is measured. وَالشَّمْسِ وَالضُّحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى By the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these qasams and oaths for what? To conscientize this human being. To make us realize that not only is gold and silver and rands and dollars and properties and investments valuable, but the most valuable entity that any human being is granted, more valuable than your gold and silver, is the time which Allah has given you. Time is a mata. Every breath that you are taking in, breathing out. The average human being, it is said, on a daily basis, breathes in and out 20,000 times. This is a subconscious motion. We are not even conscious of it. Look at how many systems Allah has put into place to facilitate this respiratory process. They said the level of oxygen in the atmosphere is 21%. 6 or 7 billion human beings every day are breathing in and out. What are they doing? They are drawing oxygen out of the atmosphere. The average human being breathes in 8,000 liters of oxygen a day. So this 8,000 liters multiplied by the world population is being removed from the atmosphere, yet the level is 21% constant. If it had to rise up another 2% to 23%, the number of accidental fires would increase 700 times. Another 2% to 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between will be burnt to ashes. What is the system that Allah has put into place? The leaves of the trees. The leaves of the trees are working for this human being. First and foremost, if you look at them, the ground is brown, the sand is brown, the water is colorless, the trunk of the tree is brown, yet the leaf is green. Where did the greenness come from? That greenness is a requirement. The light of the sun is being divided into 200 million parts. One particular frequency is reaching the earth. This reacts with the green leaf. A process of photosynthesis takes place. Inside that leaf there is a chemical plant carrying out a complex function that to simulate it you'll need the most advanced chemical laboratory in the world. What is that leaf doing? It is transforming, forming carbon dioxide poison into oxygen, into something that is pure. Inside this human being, for you to breathe in and out, Allah has given you lungs. These lungs have 150 million air sacs. If you had to open it up, it will fill an entire football field. 50 billion tubes are transporting 10,000 liters of blood every day to the lungs. Where did this intelligence, know-how, come that in order to purify your blood, you need to give it a bath in oxygen? How many complex counterbalances Allah has put into place just to facilitate this breathing process? So that you breathe in, you breathe out. What is the sabak and lesson behind that? That don't regard this as something of no value. Consider the favor of Allah, the ni'mat of Allah, the bounty of Allah. Every second of your life is precious. Every second that Allah has given you is precious. Go to the hospitals. Look at the patient suffering from emphysema. See how the manner in which, observe the manner in which they are gasping for air. Look at the patients that are suffering with lung diseases. And understand and appreciate the favor of Allah. That this time is not something that has to be passed away. Time is a mata. It is a precious possession. This incessible, inexorable movement of time encapsulated in the verses of the Quran. يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ. Day is wrapped up by night, night is wrapped up by day, day follows night, night follows day, and like a block of ice, inexorably melting in the sun, the seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years of our life are slipping away. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu describes this, invites us to ponder, reflect over this inexorable movement of time. أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. He says, why don't you observe this movement of day and night? What is happening? Every new thing is made old. Every distant thing is brought near. It seems almost yesterday. The child was born. The parents are envisaging in their mind's eye the day my son or daughter will get married. Or the day my son or daughter will graduate. Or I'll be able to hold my grandchild in my hand. We envisage these things. In our mind's eye, how quickly does the time not pass? How quickly does that which we envisage as being a long time away is already around us, right in front of us? Is this not a wake-up call? Is this not a reminder? وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. And what does Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu say? This moment of time is going to take you to what? وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. Every promise of Allah will be made a reality. What promise? That which I mentioned earlier, وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ. There is a promised time, the time of your mort. You have forgotten that qabr, you have forgotten that grave, you have forgotten that 4 foot by 2 foot hole in the ground. Your worldly plans do not allow you to think about it. Your investments of tomorrow, your plans of tomorrow, your distant visions of having a long life in this world are not allowing you to contemplate and to realize the reality. What reality? That you may have forgotten that hole in the ground, but it has not forgotten you. My beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every day that qabr is calling out to you, that grave is calling out to you, anabaytu dud, anabaytu dhulma, anabaytu al-wahda, anabaytu al-wahsha. I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of fear. I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. That qabr has not forgotten us. That qabr is not a hole in the ground. Don't be mistaken. What is that qabr? That qabr is sandukul amal. It is sandukul amal. It is a collection, a manifestation of the manner in which you utilize the time in this world. Every day is Allah's favor. That day calls out, Yabna Adam, Inni khalqun jadeed, wa ana fi ma ta'mal fiya ghadan alayka shaheed. فَعْمَلْ فِيَّ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنِّي إِنْ ذَهَبْتُ لَنْ أَرْجِعْ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. Every day, new day. This at daybreak, this day calls out, O Ibn Adam, O Insan, I am a new creation of Allah. One more day. One more chance, one more opportunity. وَأَنَا فِي مَا تَعْمَلْ فِيَّ غَدًا عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدٍ. Utilize me correctly. Why? Because tomorrow on the day of judgment, I will either be a witness in your favor or a plaintiff against you. Then how was I utilized? فَعْمَلْ فِيَّ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. So exert yourself in amal. Exert yourself in populating me with that which will take you closer to Allah. Why? فَإِنِّي إِنْ ذَهَبْتُ Because when I am born, once this day passes, لَنْ أَرْجِعْ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا You are never going to get me back. That money you lost, you may recover it. That job you lost, you may get another job. That investment made awry, went awry, you might make another investment tomorrow. You can find some bank vault to put your precious possessions in. Safety deposits box to put your jewelry in. If you want to hide from the receiver under the mattress, put your excess cash. You can find a bank vault or a safety deposit box to lock up these things. Where are you going to lock up time? How are you going to stop the tick, tick, tick of the clock? Nadani ke saath, with absolute ghaflat. People are doing what? Sitting in front of that shaitan box, 20 inch, 30 inch, 40 inch plasma screens. Look at the Muslim homes you walk in today. Surround sound. What are we doing? Father, mother and children looking at zina taking place. What are we doing? You ask the person what he says, I'm passing the time. I am whiling away the time. Frivolous novels, 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 pages. What are you doing? Passing the time. Internet, passing the time. Useless activities, passing the time. Cricket match, soccer match, rugby match, 90 minutes, 120 minutes. What are you doing? Passing the time. As if time has no value. This is that ni'mat, that bounty. Allah has made jannat what? أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ Allah says, I have prepared in jannat such ni'mat, such bounty, such pleasures, no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, no mind has ever imagined. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ Allah says, for you in my jannat is whatever you desire, whatever you ask will be granted to you. Yet there will be one hasrat, one regret. Even in Jannat, that even the Jannati will experience, and what is that regret? لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَةٍ مَرَّدْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهَا Even the Jannati will regret the time in this world that was wasted. The movement or the hallmarks by which the movement and the ravages of time are acknowledged and recognized are not a cause of celebration. This is a wake-up call. This is ibrat for us. Unfortunately, we have turned it into a celebration. Every birthday we celebrate. New Year we celebrate, like the poet says, إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُهَا وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ فَأَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّمَا الْرِبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا السَّيْفُ لِلْحَتْفِ يَنْتَضِي إِذَا تَمَّ الْعَامُ فَهِيَ كِنَايَةٌ وَتَرْجُمَةٌ عَنْ شَطْرِ عُمْرٍ قَدْ انْقَضَى He says, foolish insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahimullah, I met one person. Kama ta'alayka min umrik. Oh my brother, how old are you? He says, Situna sana. I am 60 years of age. He says, Mundu sittina sana tasiru ila rabbik yushiku an tasir. He says, oh my brother, for the last 60 years, you are on a train of life. You are in a moving vehicle whose movement is not stopping. Don't you think that the time for you to reach your destination has come near? How many more birthdays you need? How many more New Years you need before you realize that this life is slipping away? I often give this example. I visited one relative. He says, I attended a birthday party. How old was the person? 60 years of age. 60 years and still celebrating. How do you put 60 candles on a cake? And a 60-year-old man, when he tries to blow out 60 candles, his respiratory system being such at that age, whether he'll get blown out first or the candles will get blown out first is doubtful. But what are we doing celebrating? إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُهَا He says, you are celebrating the movement of time. وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجْلِ But every passing day, every passing year is taking you closer to your mort. Wake up! conscientize yourself, realize Muharram has come. New Year has come. What is New Year for the people of Batil? Synonymous with what? Matric party, annual graduation party. Masiyat, zina, sharab. Celebration what? Another year. Birthday celebration. New Year celebration. For the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, New Year is not a celebration. Muharram is not a celebration. Muharram is a wake-up call. Muharram is a reminder. Muharram is filled with the rich heritage of Islam that turned the clock back. Turn the clock back 14 centuries. What does Muharram remind us of? It was the 27th of Zulhijjah, that personality, it is said, Sahaba-i-Kiram, 124,000 plus minus, were murid. Each one desired Islam, desired Hidayat. Allah gave them Hidayat. There was one Sahabi who was Murad. He was desired. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Dar al-Arqam raises his hands. Allahumma a'izzal Islam bi ahad al-amarain. Oh Allah, honor Islam, strengthen Islam with one of the two Umars. Umar bin Hisham, Abu Jahl, Umar bin Khattab. One riwayat, wa bi Umar ibn al-Khattab khasatan. Ya Allah, if you ask me my choice, it is Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. He was murad. His Islam was desired. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for his Islam. Such a personality, who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ لَكَانَ Umar. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. On the Musalla of Masjid al-Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, stabbed, the dagger pierces, his stomach comes out of the back. Firoz Abu Lulu Mal'oon stabs him, blood spurting is carried away. Kamil Shahadat, Musalla of Masjid al-Nabawi, Fajr Imam, Khalifa ruling 2,200,000 square miles. 27th of Zulhijjah, he stabbed. He remains alive 3 or 4 days. Passes in and out of consciousness. Each time he regains consciousness, what is the first question? Has the time for salah come? Has the time for salah come? And what would he say? La hadda fil Islam liman taraka salah. There is no share in Islam for the one who will not perform his salah. This was that personality who in this dunya was told you are a Jannati. In such a condition, concern for his salah, on the first of Muharram, his parked body is placed in the ground where? At the feet of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Muharram is a reminder of that. Muharram is a wake-up call. Those personalities. Time of Jummah is impossible even to do justice, even to assimilate the justice of their manaqib, their maqam, their status. Where Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu walks into the masjid, Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu is delivering khutbah. What does he do? He points his finger to the beloved grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he says, Man ahabba an yanzur ila sayyidi shababi ahli al-jannah falyanzur ila hadha. Whoever of you desires that in this world he wants to see the leader of the youth of Jannah, let him look at this youngster that has just entered the masjid. Sami'tu hadha min Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have heard this from the lips of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many times did my Nabi not say, Sayyida, Shababi Ahli Al-Jannah, Al-Hasan Al-Hussein, the leaders of the youth of Jannah are my grandsons, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhumah. When they are born, they are brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First, Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what name have you kept? Ali says, I kept the name Harb. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, this grandson of mine, his name is Hassan. 9 months later, Hussein radiallahu anhu brought. Same question, what name have you kept? Ali says, Har. Nabi Islam says, no. This grandson of mine, his name will be Hussein. Ulama write that these two names, Hassan and Hussein, veil was placed over humanity's minds so that before these two personalities, no one was given these names. Allah's Rasulullah gave it to them first. And today this ummah takes faqr in emulating the names of the grandchildren of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by naming our children Hassan and Hussein. Such personalities, leave them. What type of a family was this? When we send salawat, durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what do we say? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, send salawat, rahmat, mercy upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa ala Ali Muhammad and on the family and descendants of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Your salawat is not complete without you attesting to the maqam of the Ahl Bayt, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Their love and reverence is part of Iman and Islam. Such personality, such a family. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah in his Kitab al-Birr wa-Sila. This was an alim of the 5th century of Islam. He mentions one incident that in Khurasan there was someone from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ahl Bayt. Her husband passed away. She came onto dire financial straits. Hungry, she migrated to Samarkand. Left her children in the courtyard of the masjid. They were on the brink of starvation. She went to the governor of Samarkand. Assist me, help me, my children are dying, starving. I am from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was his reaction? Arrogance. He said, everyone that comes here for help says they are from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bring some proof. She was a foreigner. She had come from Khurasan. No one knew her in Samarkand. She couldn't produce any proof. She went away. Finally, through inquiry, she ends up at the home of a Parsi, a fire worshipper, saying to him that I am from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My children are starving. Assist me. That night, the governor of Samarkand sees a dream. In his dream, he sees a beautiful palace in Jannat. At the entrance of the palace is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is overjoyed, elated to see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, whose palace is this? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this palace belongs to an ummati of mine. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I am an ummati of yours. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, bring proof. My daughter came to you asking for help. You asked her for proof. Now you bring proof. He wakes up worried, makes inquiries, finds out that this family is at the home of that Parsi, goes to that Parsi, make this family over to me, name your price. He says, this was the ruler, this was the subject. He says, ask me for anything else, but this family I will never part from. He says, they are not even from you. They are believers. You are a fire worshipper. He says, no, I was a fire worshipper. When I opened my door to this family, Allah opened the door of my heart and my entire family's heart to Iman. And the same dream that you saw, I saw that dream. You were sent away. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam embraced me and welcomed me to that palace. Such a family. Ahle Rasul, Ahle Bayt. In their veins is flowing the Pak blood of the legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does Muharram teach us? It was the 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura, 61st year of Hijri, the boiling sands of Karbala. 3 days, 72 hours, the water had been cut off. The time of Salah had come. On one side, 52 remain. On the other side, the army of Shimr is 3,000 strong. Right hand side flag bearer Zuhair bin Qain. Left hand side flag bearer Habib bin Mutahhir. The middle flag bearer, the brother Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, Abbas bin Ali. Hussein says to Zuhair bin Qain, go to Shimr. Tell him to hold the battle. Why? Hold the battle. Why? So that our salah can be performed. In that condition. And the ummah, which has become an ummah of rituals, 10th of Muharram shed a few tears. Remember the legacy of Karbala and the sacrifice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's family. Rabiul Awwal, 10 or 12 days, remember the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shed a few tears, yet not one person makes tawbah. Not one person changes his life. Not one person takes the sabak and lesson behind these incidents. Not one person understands what was the sabab, what was this qurbani given for, to show this ummah the price of Jannat, the price of finding Allah, that to find Allah, any qurbani will be given. He died a death of mazlumiyat, of oppression, but he did not compromise the principles of Islam. Where is it today? In the marketplace, the Muslim businessman. What identity do we have with that? Just to talk about it? That college student today, what he says, I made my salah qaza because I didn't want to take my shoes and socks off. The doctor says I was busy with my patients. The businessman says my shop was busy. December month is coming. What have we understood of Muharram and Karbala? What have we understood of the Qurbani of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or is it just lip service? Shimar says the battle will not be halted. Even in that condition, what does he do? He divides his army of 52 into two parts. 26 face the enemy. 26 perform their salah in that condition. One wonders the wudu of that salah, how was it made? Perhaps with their own blood. Somebody with his hand cut off. Chest bleeding, back bleeding, leg bleeding. How the boiling sands of Karbala must have embraced them when they made sajda in that condition. How the jigger of this earth must have been cooled with such a sajda. The purest personalities, the world will not see personalities after that till Qiyamah of that caliber. Yet even in that condition, the salah was not made qada. By the asr of that day, every one of them had become shaheed. Muharram is not a time of celebration. Muharram is not a time of lamenting also. Muharram is a time to acknowledge the legacy of Islam. Muharram is a time, is a wake-up call. One more year, one more extension, one more chance, one more opportunity Allah has given. The door of Tawbah is open. Come back to Allah. Change our life. The whole world is making New Year resolutions. Make this our resolution. That Ya Allah, we will give Akhirat Fokiyat over dunya. At least this much resolution make. At least this much resolution make. That Ya Allah, from now till I die, I will not make one salah qada. Allah give us tawfiq.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.